This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Huh? Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
That's right. It's time for ENN on this Monday evening. It's sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Hoo-hoo-wee-hee-wee!
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
I do well.
And then I think we have to send tonight's ENN out to our beloved program director.
Yeah.
Pinhead suit, Ryan Hurley, who right now is not in a pinhead suit. He's in a blue hospital gown, laid up, dealing with a serious leg injury.
He's at Stony Brook Hospital, so if you're there visiting someone, go visit Ryan Hurley.
Wow, so you want
he would love to get visited.
You want strangers to go asking for Ryan Hurley?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
he said he's watching us in his room right now.
Yeah.
He did, and it sounded like a pretty bad injury.
Yeah.
He was playing basketball.
Hangnail, I heard.
No. Fibula. Is that what it is?
It's going to be surgery tomorrow.
We might not see him for a very long time.
I'd say my birthday is probably his arrival time.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, February 2nd.
Wow. No, not that long. But I bet January.
Mm.
That's tough, man.
Maybe the beginning of baseball season.
Well, you're pushing it back further.
Maybe the All-Star break.
You think he's not back till the
All-Star? He's got to do rehab. A lot of things he has to work on.
And this is coming off our general manager having shoulder surgery.
That's right.
So we're like the Yankees now from last season.
And I'm having my annual physical tomorrow, who knows what's going to happen, what they'll find.
And Peter's suffering through. He's been down in vitamin C all day.
Yeah, but listen, don't worry.
He's doing hip-hop parties every day, so what does he expect?
Well, excuse me? What is that supposed to mean?
You're doing parties late at night, drugging, the whole deal. Of course you're going to break down.
I'm not drugging, first of all. And second of all,
is that what they call it?
Regular December weather kind of, throat stuff.
Jody will always tell me you do not get sick from
the cold.
Because
of the weather, you get sick because of the germs.
Right.
And I would say to Jody and everybody else who's ever said that to me, so explain to me then why everyone gets sick in the winter.
Because
more germs.
There are more germs.
Why?
Who knows?
Okay.
Because people are sneezing, so there's mucus flying through the air.
Hey, Don, how many times in life have you had it happen where you were out doing something and you were freezing, and you were out there all day freezing, the next day you're sick?
Never.
Never happened? You never played a game of, snow football or whatever it was in the next day or whatever?
I don't recall, no.
This time of year is when people get sick. I know everyone says it's a germ thing, yet why does cold make people sick?
I just think there's more germs.
But why would there be more germs
because
now?
Because people are sneezing. There's better ways to,
why would you be sneezing more now?
Sometimes in cold weather you sneeze, or, if your cold weather goes up your nose, you could sneeze.
Cold weather goes up your nose?
Absolutely.
Andrew, what's he talking about? What's happening?
How often?
I can't answer for this.
Seriously, how often? In the summer, where it's pouring rain outside.
Okay.
And you walk into your apartment, your home, or work, air condition's on full blast.
Yeah.
You get a chill.
Yeah.
And you get a cold. No.
It happens.
No. Do you recall that happening to you, Michael?
No, I told you, it's the drugging.
You get out of the pool and you feel cold. You don't get sick from that. You get sick because of the germs.
You're out
the
till
germs
4 are out. In the morning. You're spinning disc, whatever you call it.
Spinning disc and drugging. The title of my book.
I think he calls today Molly Monday.
You're doing little Lady H, the whole deal.
Lady H?
It's Black Tar Tuesday. Molly Monday.
Black Tar Tuesday. That's my week.
Lady H Wednesday.
Wait till we get to the party on Friday.
Ooh-wee.
Budweiser Nips. That's just
at Clixie's.
Yeah, that's just the beginning of it. I can't wait.
Budweiser Nips over at Gypsy Pond, buying Clixies.
Simpatico.
Stereo Don. Can we do something important for you?
You want to know?
Ryan's really hurting right now. Why?
Okay, so you want to do some dive into a big story?
Yeah, let's do that.
So you want to talk about college football?
No, I said a big story.
Good point. What a joke college football is.
I mean, I'm sure a ton of people watch those games. And what was the game? I was watching a game. Then at the halftime, they had the Dr. Pepper football toss for $100,000.
It sounds big.
And both people competing are throwing it like a basketball. They should be eliminated. It's a football toss.
Wait, what do you mean?
They're just pushing it into the cylinder. They're not throwing it like a football.
Yeah,
but it's a football. You throw it like a football. It's not basketball. This is not the March Madness.
They sound like Dave Rothenberg.
That's exactly the way they look. Exactly.
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years. 40!
This was the Ohio State Wisconsin.
Well, here's what we're gonna get in the big December 28th matchups. Well, you know where you can watch those?
You can watch them on all of the Disney owned affiliates.
That's correct.
Are you going to be on one of the portals?
They're called ESPN. I don't know if they're going to have me. I didn't do it last year. Maybe they don't want me anymore.
I think they love you.
I enjoyed it a couple years ago. You have
Druggin' Channel.
LSU versus Oklahoma. Okay.
Okay.
And then you have Ohio State and Clemson.
That's a tougher matchup.
It's all going down December 28th. And then I know you're like psyched. You're all ready to go. And in college football's perpetual quest to just be annoying, you then get the championship game January 13th, two weeks later.
Well, that day lets the NFL.
I know, but do you really need a full bye week? They have a bye month coming
up. Well, these are also younger people.
So they need 2 weeks to heal.
They got exams.
They've got exams.
Tests.
They got to do schoolwork.
You ever weave a basket? Yep. You need time.
That's right, basket weaving classes.
I think you guys are being facetious.
Because the thing I don't understand about college football is
everything.
They're done. It's December 9th. They will not pick up a football for 20 days.
That I've never understood.
So then they need to wait another 2 weeks to play another game?
You got the finals. You got to do the finals.
What finals?
Take their finals. Yeah.
Now, just for the record, I don't remember that much about college, but I feel like it was all over by around December 15th, 16th.
Right.
And you're done. So today's December 9th.
Right.
So in a week, it'll be finished.
Yeah, but then they've got to start they don't make them practice and think about football when they're studying for exams.
But the nerds that they have taking the test for them are prepared anyway.
Oh, that's quite
a serious allegation.
Allegation is true.
Little allegation.
I'd like to mention one thing real quick about the college football playoff.
Please.
Oh, please.
Well, does anyone else find it very strange that they chose to release their four teams that qualified for the playoff at like 12:30 yesterday afternoon, and then it was immediately buried by the start of an NFL Sunday?
Like
college basketball, the selection Sunday, they make a whole thing. They own the entire night and the following day. This happened
point.
And immediately it's, was
But was there any intrigue
up.
To it?
I mean,
was there any debate?
Whether there was or wasn't, that shouldn't matter. They should still just own.
I'm sure they knew that. Because like, what if Wisconsin jumped out to a big lead? What if they had beaten the Buckeyes? There would be definitely intrigue, right? But
that would have changed it.
I don't know.
But what Andrew's saying is that it's automatically usurped by pro football.
Unless they just feel like in certain areas where they care, it's still the number one story. I'm sure.
Why even limit yourself to your diehard fans? This is the time of year when like the casual fan is supposed to get on
board.
And they're
why not a big special?
They're boxing that fan out when they do this. It just seemed, I don't know, I thought it was incredibly strange.
Do they do it because they feel like it'll be incorporated into the pregame shows on CBS and Fox?
But it's not.
Well, is it their hope that they figure they'll get more exposure because it'll be discussed?
There is just no way that that's the thought process. And if it is, then
the alternative would be
decisions.
We're so big it doesn't matter. We can go up against the NFL and win. That's an absurd thought.
Yeah, it sure is.
So I'm just trying to find
some logic in it. I'm not playing the Ranger games.
I don't know. I don't really – I didn't see the pregames. Was it mentioned? Was it talked about?
They never – in my 30 years watching football, how often do they mention college football beyond a quick little – oh, did you see the game last night? Yeah, anyways – Patrick Mahomes injured his passing hand in the win over the Patriots yesterday. Threw for 283 and a touchdown and was scheduled to have x-rays on his right hand today. He said after the game, it doesn't feel great right now. It's something you play with. In the sport, you're going to get hurt. Let's go back ESPN Radio yesterday.
Mahomes back to pass. Pressure coming hard. Gets rid of it down for Coleman. Makes the catch. Hardman the catch. Turns at the 10 into the end zone for the touchdown. 48 yards.
It was enough to beat Tom Brady and the Patriots. Brady did not look great yesterday. Although I loved seeing an emotional Brady late in the game when he moved them down the field and got them in position. It was fun seeing him that charged up, but they came up just short.
I kind of got abused for making that pick because the Patriots are going back home. They never lose at home. I just have a feeling that whatever rules apply to the old Patriots do not apply to this team. I think they're very beatable.
Well, that line that you picked it at, because I thought the same thing you did. I saw 3.5. Andrew and I discussed it. It was like the sexiest line I saw at first. And the reason I didn't take it, Don, is I thought it was Vegas trying to beg you to pick the Chiefs,
like
right?
The Cowboy Bear game.
It was the same thing.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, no, no, they know the Patriots are going to be back, and they're not. They're not.
Unless they're hanging on to this still being a thing, that they – this is – and I was getting a lot of abuse on Twitter, like, come on, Don, this is the Patriots, they're home. Did you not pay attention last year? Everybody thinks they're done, and then they come back. People think they're done in September. And then they get better as the season wears on. They're getting worse.
But for the record, I will still say, while we all count them out and end it, still a long way away.
They're not going.
But the playoffs don't start for a month.
They're not going.
Wow, the Patriots are not playoffs?
They're not going to the championship game. They will break the 8 consecutive years of going
to the
championship game.
You think they're losing in the divisional?
I think they're losing their first playoff
game. Nah, you're wrong.
Wow, I like this take from Don.
He's wrong.
This is what makes him the best in the business of what he
does.
Well,
let's see if he's right.
What did he say about Fizdale the other day? He comes in and goes, Fizdale won't make it through the show. Then what happened?
Didn't make it through the show.
That's right. This is what Don LaGreca does. This is the moment.
This is my opinion. I'm not going to be scared off by it. You know, it does come to an end. At some point, it comes to an end.
Not this time.
They're going to the playoffs. Of course they're going to the playoffs. And if the Bills had won over the Ravens, then I would think that the Bills are going to win the division.
You believe that some wild card Yahoo team is going to go into New England
and lose
to the Patriots?
Yahoo team? They're going to be the 2 seed.
Let's say it's the Steelers. Beat them.
They're still getting a bye, Michael.
Well, no, maybe they don't. Maybe they'll beat Cincinnati.
No, they're going to beat Cincinnati and Miami, Michael. So they're going to finish at 12-4. That should be good enough for them to get the bye.
Okay.
Okay? And maybe they beat the Bills, too. Who knows? If they get a bye, Kansas City could be coming to their building. Kansas City just beat them in Foxborough.
Here's what you have.
They almost beat Kansas City in Foxborough.
Who'd they play?
Well, let's say this moment. The Bills are at Pittsburgh, at Patriots, home Jets. All winnable games. Correct?
Yeah.
Your New England Patriots, they end things at Bengals.
But now they have their signs. Go ahead.
Home Bills, home Dolphins.
So they're 2-1.
So if the Bills close out, Don, what will happen? If the Bills win out and beat the Patriots,
then
which means
win.
A split with the Patriots.
Then they'll win.
They will?
I believe
well,
so.
They have, what is it?
What does it go to next?
9-4, 10-3. I'd have to see what their divisional record would be. But the Bills, we'll have to see. If they beat the Jets, they would have swept the Jets and they would have swept the Dolphins, right? The Patriots would have done that as well.
I got it for you. The Patriots in division, 4-0. The Bills 3-1.
Okay.
But then they'd be the same.
Then they would be the same.
Then it would be
a conference.
Then it would go to how many?
Hold on. You want conference? Patriots 6-3. Bills 6-3. This could be a war for the AFC East.
If it ended today, Ravens are the 1 seed. The Patriots are the 2 seed.
Correct.
Steelers would play the Bills. Chiefs would host the Texans. So, all right.
The Texans always end up with a miserable game.
So the Ravens would get the lower seed. So let's say the Steelers and Chiefs both win their playoff games. Okay? Because they'll be the home teams. All right? Then that means the Ravens play the Steelers because they'll be the lower seed. The Chiefs would go to Foxborough.
Hold on, Don. Say this to me one more time. How do you have the matchup here? You have the matchup?
I went to NFL.com and I'm looking at
They have Ravens and Pats with the bye.
Right.
And you're saying Chiefs get the Texans?
Chiefs would get the Texans, Steelers would get the Bills.
You think that the Chiefs coming to Foxborough is an automatic loss?
I'm not saying it's an automatic. I'm just telling you the way I feel right now. Everybody is judging everything about the New England Patriots based on the past.
But how
they don't
many
lose
times
at
have
home.
They been written
they don't
off?
Lose. But this late in the season, this is just when they start hitting their stride. It's when they lose that rogue game to the Bills in September or to Miami and we go, oh my God, there's something wrong with the Patriots. You're telling me that has this offense ever been this bad since Belichick and Brady have been together? This is a really bad offensive team right now. They're surviving because their defense is elite. But this is not a great offensive team. So, You're just confident because of based on their past. And listen, the Chiefs' past is pretty negative too. But you're going to feel good that the Patriots are just going to beat the Chiefs? That would be the matchup right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that crazy to say I don't think they're going to the championship game?
It's not crazy. It's wrong.
Well, we'll see, Michael. I'm sorry. I'm making bold. I can't do a show based on we'll see. This is something I feel, so I'm going on a limb.
And I feel
I think
win.
They're losing. Eight straight years they've gone to the championship game. And this team, don't look at their record. All right? Their record is also littered with a lot of bad teams because they play the Jets twice. They play the Dolphins twice. They played awful against the Bills and found a way to win the game. And that's on the Bills.
RJ, can you please archive this screen Don?
So real quick, how deep do you think the Patriots are going to go? Let's put the onus on you, not Don.
I think they'll go to the championship game.
Super Bowl or championship game?
They've got a chance to go to – I'm never going to bet against Belichick. He's going to have to lose before I believe he's going to lose.
All right, but think about what you just said. I'm never going to bet against Belichick. But you do realize that at some point you're going to lose that. The team's not going to be great forever, Michael.
I got news for you. This Patriots team right now, they go into Baltimore, they lose by 2 touchdowns.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They already did.
All right.
Hold on. Remember, when they lost to the Ravens, they were playing better than they are now. Don, am I wrong?
Nope.
That was, 5 weeks ago they lost in Baltimore?
This is
right
a guy
now they get smoked
who
in Baltimore.
Somehow slowed down the Bills in the Super Bowl. He slowed down the greatest show on turf. He will slow down the Ravens. He'll have something in store.
He didn't a few weeks ago.
Because, you know what? Their defense is not their problem.
No, it's not. The defense is very good.
We'll see.
It's going to be very interesting. It's a good storyline, though. The only thing we must all pray for, though, is that this Patriots team does not end up in the Super Bowl, because that means the Super Bowl will stink.
The Super Bowl was great last year.
Stop yourself. Stop yourself. Go back, remember, in your brain.
Yeah.
It was. You sure you remember last year?
Yeah, I remember.
Great. Right.
Yeah, I loved it.
You're such a liar.
Loved everything.
All right, wait a minute. I want to get, because the NFL.com's got it kind of wacky, where they put Steelers, Bills, Chiefs, Texans as if that's who plays each other. It's actually down. So the Steelers are the wild card team because they are second to the Ravens. So it'd be Steelers at the Chiefs, Bills at the Texans. The Bills and the Steelers would be the wild card team. So that's the way it would read. So Steelers, Chiefs, Bills, Texans.
Bills, Texans.
So
now that's the ugly game I like to see from the Texans in the playoffs.
You don't think that?
But still, the winner, but still, based on my understanding, the winner of Bills, Texans would be the lower seed and would have to go to Baltimore. Chiefs, Steelers would then have to go to the Patriots. So that still works out for the Chiefs if they beat the Steelers to go to Foxborough.
All right, now would you agree that yesterday the Patriots offense looked lost?
Yes.
They looked terrible.
Yeah, and they still only lost by
a
touchdown.
On the last pass of the game.
Yeah, they were there. They had a chance.
All right, so they didn't get blown out and they looked terrible. I don't think they'll look terrible.
Let's see if they were home.
Okay.
And the Chiefs aren't even last year's Chiefs. The Chiefs are good. The Chiefs aren't special right now. They're good. Patrick Mahomes is not Patrick Mahomes. He's kind of dinged up. They're not a great team.
Then why is he going to be? No,
I'm not guaranteeing it's the Chiefs. I just know, no, I don't think anyone's beaten Baltimore in the AFC. I can't see it. Let's hear from Rex Ryan on Get Up this morning.
I'm telling you, this team's not even close to that team last year. They can't run the football. They can't protect the quarterback. Nobody can get separation. I'm sorry, they're one and done in the playoffs.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! The tag team of Rex and Don.
So now we know where Don's getting his info.
I didn't even hear that.
We know you watch Get Up every day.
Listen, I was in a coma during Get Up because I got home at 8:30 and I went right to bed. So of course the kids woke me up. I get my intel from other places. Why don't you back up a co-host? You could disagree with me. Fine. Sorry, I have an opinion.
I hate Don.
I don't know, Michael. What do you? I don't really know. You know, Michael. I don't know. Patriots. Michael, what do you think? Oh, well, the Patriots are winning. Okay, I agree with you, Michael, because you're the man. That's not how I work at all.
Did he just throw something at me?
Threw a bottle at you.
He's awfully lucky that didn't hit me.
He threw a full bottle of water
awfully
at you.
Awfully lucky. Okay.
Baker Mayfield.
He's also lucky that every executive is out of the office this whole week.
Apparently, they're in the hospital.
Or in Turks and Caicos.
Baker. Why would you reveal where somebody is?
Why not? It's a secret?
I guess it isn't now. I don't know what it was 3 seconds ago.
One's in Stony Brook Hospital. The other one's in Turks and Caicos. They'll give you the hotel later on.
Oh, my God.
You don't know the hotel, do you?
I know the hotel.
You flowers? How do you know the hotel?
Because staying in the same hotel that I stayed in when I went.
Narcomania is running wild right now.
I don't even remember where you stayed. I went to Turks and Caicos. I couldn't tell you where
I stayed. Last week? We won't say on the air what happened. Remember last week, Don, when Michael's attempt to just talk to you in the hallway was accidentally Narcomania?
Oh, yeah.
He can't help it. He just says words. And
what did I say to him?
We'll tell you off the air.
Yeah.
But you're narcomania. Baker Mayfield, after getting a win.
Speaking of narcomania.
Against Cincinnati, yeah. He was not happy with how Odell Beckham Jr.'s injury was handled. Here's Baker Mayfield.
I'd say that when handled right, he's not able to run as well as he should be able to, as well as he knows, and that's frustrating for him. You can sense that's some of his frustration, where that comes from. So wouldn't handle the right way in our training room, so it is what it is. And so his not 100% is still good enough for us.
His trainers probably want to break his leg. He could cost people their jobs.
And imagine.
And then he had to back off on Twitter right away because he probably got read the riot act.
Well, but he's going to the depths to keep the relationship good with Odell.
Yeah, Odell's gone anyway. You know what Jake Glazer said?
Yeah.
He said he's going to get traded. He wants to be traded. He talked to people on the field.
He said all year, supposedly, if you didn't hear the Jake Glazer report, all year Odell Beckham Jr. has been saying to people he's friends with in the league, come get me out of here.
Yeah, and if you want to doubt Jake Glazer, he's the one who said last year he was getting traded from the Giants. People said he was wrong, he's crazy, and he turned out to be right.
If you want to doubt Jake Glazer, he was on Ballers and has one of the best parties at Super Bowl week every year. So
Glazer does?
Glazer has a big party every year.
His information is spot on usually.
He's a weird body type.
And I know there's going to get a lot of Jet fans listening to this going, oh, you got to go get Odell. Don't touch this guy.
You know, a friend of mine who's a big Giant fan, said, Dave Gettleman's made a lot of mistakes. Trading Odell was not one of them.
You know what?
He's probably right.
I didn't think that was true, and this weekend is making me think.
And it, you know what the shame of this whole thing is?
A lot of nozzle.
This is somebody that could be one of the great, if not the greatest wide receivers ever, right? When just looking at how
talent?
He played and started his career. But unfortunately, this is the millennial athlete, right? There's no more Ronnie Lott carve off a piece of my pinky so I can play in the Super Bowl. It's about how do I get attention? How do I get paid? It's not really about trying to build a career someplace. It's about they want to win because winning is part of the whole formula, but it's still that me attitude of instead of trying to make a situation better by being so talented that you can't help but make that team better.
But I don't.
After one tough season in which they've had their share of injuries and it's his first year there, instead of trying to find a way to make it better, it's get me out of here. You know what? He'll play his 10 years and he'll put up his numbers and he'll make his money. But does he truly want to be great at what he does?
Well, I just don't want this reputation to trickle down to all great wide receivers. Because you look throughout the league and there's Odell and there's Antonio Brown. But there's Juju, who seems great. There's Julio Jones. There's Larry Fitzgerald. You know, we act like that era is completely gone. Well, it's not.
But you know what? Maybe Larry Fitzgerald carved out of an era before it really started to happen. He's been in the league for over a decade. I think this is a relatively new phenomenon.
But Julio's
been trying to get his, too. I mean, he's held out and all that.
But he did it in a way where he made very clear he wanted to stay.
Listen, there's exceptions to every rule, Peter. But I think the true... You know, great superstars like him, if he had Julio Jones's attitude, maybe he would be still in New York and they'd be winning. Or, all right, it didn't work out in New York. I'll go to Cleveland, make it right. So in one year where things didn't work, now he wants to go take his ball and go play someplace else. And then he'll go there. And if they get off to a slow start or the quarterback gets hurt, I'm going to get out of here again.
It'll be really interesting to see if he leaves right away, too, and what Jarvis Landry has to say about that. Because Landry, if you watch that team at all, Landry's the guy.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting? Do we ever get... I'm curious for Landry's stats on the year. Because when you watch the team, I don't know statistically that he has bigger numbers, but when you watch them, let's see, 69 receptions, 995 yards, 5 touchdowns. So he's higher in every single category. And when you watch him in the big moments, it's Landry's team. Even yesterday, he had the catch that ended the game. He's that dude. By the way, Landry's damn good, by the way. So, it'll be interesting to watch how that plays out. You know who had a big day yesterday? Anthony Davis.
Here's Anthony Davis driving to the rim. Runner good, and he's got 50. His first 50-point game as a Laker. Timeout, Minnesota.
So, Michael, they're up to 21-3.
They're better than I thought.
It's going to get time. There's potentially going to be a moment here where we start talking about, is this a 70-win team?
It could be. I mean, there's a lot of bad teams in the NBA. A lot.
So do the math for me. They've lost 3 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
That means they're on pace to break 70 wins.
50.
And then add 10.
Here's why they won't.
9 through 72.
No,
they're like right around 70.
Yeah. Is that something LeBron wants to do? Because he's 35 years old. So is he going to start maybe not taking days off? for the load management, but are there going to be points where it just doesn't make a lot of sense when they've got things wrapped up in February and March to push it and get those wins?
They might have enough that even if LeBron, you know, takes a back seat in some of these games, that they could win. I mean, Anthony Davis is special.
I just, how important is it to get to 70? How
I don't
important,
think it's important, but
would it
be a nice
to break the
cherry on top,
the Golden State Warriors record? And Golden State didn't win
to
the year that they did that. Right. So I'm not sure how important it is.
I'm writing my agent right now.
About what?
Getting us some Mage seats.
For what?
Lakers Mavericks. December 29th when I'm in Los Angeles. Sunday at Staples Center. This, I got to see this team.
And you know, report back to us.
And you know I can't sit in Repug seats, so I got to do some.
Well, you said that. You've gone on record.
So, it's very, very important.
Good luck. Good luck at Staples Center. You know.
Oh,
that,
you're doubting me.
Well, why are you going through your agent? Why don't you make a call to Turks and Caicos? I mean, we have the Lakers on ESPN affiliate in L.A. Tim always sits, like, front row there.
No.
Yeah, when he goes.
Tim, Arb Tim.
Yeah, GM Tim.
Has sat front row.
Yes, he did several times.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
I find that very difficult to believe.
What?
At the Staples Center.
Well, I mean,
a radio general manager sitting next to.
The last couple years, they've been so terrible. It could have sat on the floor.
I think the tickets have gotten a little harder this year. I don't know if you know what's going on out there.
I just heard your report.
Oh, you did? Let's hear, you know, speaking of report, let's hear Jeff Passan talking about.
Did he do it in Elmo's voice?
I think this is in his voice. Oh. Strasburg is the Nats gave Strasburg a deal for $700 million. No, I'm joking, but it's $35 million a year, and this is Passan talking about what that deal means for the Gerrit Cole deal.
You can make a very good argument, Keith, that Gerrit Cole is a $40 million a year pitcher. Right. If Steven Strasburg is getting 7 years at age 31, you could make a very good argument that at age 29, Gerrit Cole is deserving of 8 or even 9 years. We may be looking at the first $300 million contract for a pitcher.
It's weird to me. Like, the GMs in baseball have shown such incredible restraint over the last couple of years, and now all of a sudden they're going crazy
out the window.
It's like, well, they can't. I understand teams like the White Sox are trying to take that next step. The Padres trying to take the next step. The Phillies trying to take the next step. But the Dodgers and the Yankees, why are they entertaining this when they could make the playoffs blindfolded? They don't need this guy. Maybe they think they need it to take the final step. That's obviously what they think. But every single team has shown fiscal restraint, not giving out long-term contracts. And then this is the guy that has got them seduced.
But look at the pitching staff of the last two World Series winners.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. It's funny how it's a copycat sport. Yeah. Oh, let's get our own Strasburg and Scherzer.
Right. And speaking of the Nats, here's what Passan says the Strasburg deal means for Rendon.
When you're guaranteeing $245 million to Strasburg, and Rendon himself is likely to cost upward of $250 million, if not more, when you've got the Texas Rangers in on him, when you've got the Los Angeles Dodgers in on him, when you've got the Philadelphia Phillies on the periphery, probably not going to be in strong on him, but still there, the market for Anthony Rendon is strong enough where it could push the price out of where the Nationals are comfortable spending at this point.
Well, the Nationals just had a press conference in San Diego to announce the signing of Strasburg. And Rizzo was asked, can you still sign Rendon? He said, we can only afford one.
He said that?
Yeah, he said, we could only have signed one.
So he just said they're out on Rendon.
If you want, I mean, he didn't come out and say those words, but he was asked, can you sign Rendon? He said, we can only get one.
And by the way, I'm reading from other inside baseball people, just not true.
That they can't afford
yes.
to? Well, if Rizzo's quoted as saying we can only afford one.
So is it afford or they don't want to?
Who? I mean, the learners are billionaires, so they can afford it.
On this day in sports history, in 1977, Kermit Washington punched Rudy Tomjanovich in the face in one of the most serious brawls in NBA history. And on this day last year,
Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it after the shovel, or will it? Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle!
Football!
Yes, football!
Don't even.
No.
Mess.
No. I'm not saying that's what it was. I was just adding us to the scene. That's right. The Miami miracle when the hook and ladder Dolphins play beat the Patriots last year. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday evening. Don't forget to join me this Saturday, December 14th, 7 to 9 p.m., right before the big Terrence Crawford fight. I'll be down the street from MSG at Versa.
What I mean. Another night he's going
to
be out.
218 West 35th Street, Versa. Come hang out. You can win a pair of tickets to see the fight that night, plus hang out with the gang, say hello. And, yeah, it's Fight Night with Peter Rosenberg, all brought to you by Versa, a rooftop and restaurant experience like no other. We'll see you Saturday night, 7 p.m.
Can they share any of your mescaline? Will you be handing any out or just keep it to yourself?
No, we're actually doing some somas and what's the other – and what's the super 70s drug? You know.
I don't know.
Like everyone in L.A. was doing them.
Did you do ecstasy?
In the 70s. Like in the Woody Allen movie, everyone's doing the –
Keep snapping your fingers. I didn't do drugs.
Come on. The drug everyone was doing in the 70s, 80s, Don.
And erythromycin.
I don't even know what that is.
Was it called something or just a
It's a famous drug. Right,
Quaaludes?
Yeah, Quaaludes. Thank you, Andrew.
Why would you know
people
this, Andrew?
People on lewd should not drive.
It's a part of American culture.
Well, which you couldn't come up with, could you?
I blanked out. I have so much information.
They called them Snappies because he was like...
I called them Snappies.
Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico has been perfecting both for over 75 years. Inside the Jets coming up at 7 o'clock. So you want to stay tuned for that. We'll take phone calls up until that time. You know the number. Kayla Greco Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.